periodically, and strangely enough, not infrequently. I meet someone who's never heard of the name of Pablo Casals before. I'm always rather astonished because his name is an integral part of the history of our times. It's as surprising to me when I meet someone who does not know his name as if he did not know the name of, well, let us say Einstein or Schweitzer or Pablo Picasso or any of the other great giants of our epoch. I usually ask if they know the name Pablo Picasso, and they do, and I then say, well, Casals is the Picasso of the musical world of our era. In a way that's rather an oversimplification, because if I think of the great humanists, not just the great artists of our time, I think immediately of Casals, and if I emphasize perhaps the humanist aspect of the man, it's also because it was that which drew me to writing about him. I felt that in Casals there was a man who combined that which was most beautiful in man's life with that which was most honorable, that in him there were inseparable human decency and human joy.
Casals, A Portrait for Radio, by Glenn Gould. The participants, in addition to Maestro Casals, include author Albert Kahn, violinist Felix Gallimer, Eugene Drucker, and Guillermo Figueroa, pianist Yvonne Figueroa, and flautist Paula Robeson. Casals, A Portrait of the Artist, at 96.